enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Tuesday, the 12th of March, 2019. Man, I don't know if I'm used to this time change thing yet. Just want to be honest with everybody.
It's rough.
It is. Did everybody get a nap in? It was National Nap Day yesterday.
I did not have any time.
Oh, that's not good.
I did not either.
Okay, this is not good.
I didn't get a nap, and ironically, I didn't just lose 1 hour the other day. I lost 2 hours.
How?
Okay, Mr. One Upper, how did you lose an extra hour compared to all of us?
Because I had a hoodie, and the string got stuck halfway through, and it took me 2 hours to wedge the string out, but I did it.
You know, there's like certain ways on YouTube, and I forget the exact way, but you have to like hook it up a certain way.
Really?
No, people can get it out like in a minute. I forget the exact way, but you should try it on YouTube. It's a way to like, yeah, restring your hoodie.
I never had to do that.
That is so frustrating.
Really? You've never had like a hoodie in the dryer?
No, I have. I don't know how. Like, I just always
throw it away.
Rip it out, and then I just have
who
none.
Who cares? Like, I just feel like the string is not even that important. That just happens
what?
To
Are
the
you
other
serious?
Day.
Yes, it's very important.
Out the string.
It bothers me so much, but I was determined. I did an inch centimeter by centimeter, and I got it out.
Okay, for those of you who don't know, kind of behind the scenes, about 20 minutes ago, Porkchop just said that he possibly did not have the time at all to do something. And he said, I have no time. You think I have the time for that? And this is proving that he clearly has all the time in the world if he spent 2 hours on this string.
Your observation is amazing because he did. He's like, guys, I don't have any time. How do you think I'm going to do it?
It was 7:30 at night.
He's threading the needle for 2 hours like a grandma knitting and crocheting.
It was late at night. I was getting ready for bed. I was getting ready to play HQ. So I had the time late at night to do it. But I'm determined. Once I start a project, it has to get done.
A listener reached out to me on a side note about you. Actually, they didn't reach out. They talked to me in public when I was just shopping there on Sunday. And they're like, man, like, if you guys ever do a drinking game for the show, you could just do it all around Pork Chop.
And Uber.
Like, anytime he mentions Uber, or anytime he mentions just like something certain else, like with like, you know, like, oh, I did that too, like when he does a one-up thing or anything like that. Like, I'm like, no, I don't want to kill everybody by being too drunk. So, all right, well, I think we know what happened with you, Pork Chop. Alex, how was your day yesterday?
Yesterday was just a lot of errand running, and then the Bachelor finale started, which was great. I was very excited about that.
So is it done? Because I only caught part of that with my wife.
Today it's done.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was interesting, but today I'm very excited because I finally get to get my face jacked up with a bunch of stuff.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm getting Botox, and I'm getting my lips done today.
No, don't. You showed
us. I'll pray for you, girlfriend. I'll pray for you.
Why? Why are you guys so anti?
You showed us a photo, and it looked like, I think Liv brought it up or somebody, it looked like you had an allergic reaction to fish.
Yeah, okay. It did kind of look like she had an allergic reaction. But also I just feel like this is like the spiral downwards. Like, you're never going to stop.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, I think maybe exactly. if I run out of money, possibly, just depends if they'll finance the next part.
Like, I just don't know why you care so much about the way you look.
And I just do.
Just so you know, you're going to sound different for about a day.
No, I won't. Yeah, I've done this before.
What?
You guys, I've literally had this like 3 years ago, and none of you guys even noticed.
And wait, where did you?
I didn't even know you 3 years ago.
Yeah, we did. When we first started the show, I had it.
Where'd you get it? I thought your lips were kind of big. My wife was like, I'm like, yeah, her lips are big.
Well, you guys didn't. No, I look exactly the same. No, literally, unless I told somebody, because it looks so natural. When you go to someone that does it right, it looks so natural, you can't even tell.
Now, what basement is this out of?
How much are you spending?
Yeah, what's the amount of money that this
I'm not
costs?
Spending anything because it's social media trade.
Oh, nice.
What's the value of this?
I mean, probably a couple hundred bucks.
So you don't think this goes against your Christian beliefs?
No.
Well, hold on. We can't be bringing Jesus into the show this early.
Sorry.
Give me like 30 more minutes. I'm just waking up.
Joe. Well, I have something funny.
Okay, go ahead.
He had to have been like 5 or 6. This 6-year-old can talk perfectly fine, like whatever. It's like playing basketball, dunking the basketball, whatever. And he goes to the bathroom and like 10 minutes go by and I'm like, okay, I'm getting worried. So I go up to the door and I knock on it. I'm like, hey, buddy, like, you okay? And he opens up the door and he's like, and I can't understand a word he is saying. And then finally, I like comprehend that he's saying he doesn't know how to wipe his butt.
Oh, God. I've been there before.
He went number 2. So then I had to like call his dad, then get my boss to run out on the basketball court to get his dad to come and wipe his butt. And then a 2-year-old comes in.
Why couldn't you do it?
Yeah, I was going to say, why can't you wipe his butt?
Isn't that your job?
I'm not going to do that. Are you joking me?
You're a babysitter. That's the job.
Yeah, I would assume that you'd have to do it.
Absolutely not. We don't change diapers. We don't do that.
You better check your contract. If Alex or I can't wipe our butt, that's your job.
That's in our like policy that we don't do that kind of stuff. And then a 2-year-old comes in and is like perfectly potty trained.
That's interesting.
This 2-year-old's perfectly potty trained, and then this 6-year-old doesn't know how to wipe his butt.
Now, how old are you supposed to be? Because I don't remember, but how old should you be like that you know how to do that?
3 is the age normally where you're like either potty trained or you're like getting potty trained.
I'm disappointed in you. I don't feel like you fully represented the show. Like Alex and I would have wiped the kid's butt.
There's no way on this planet Earth that either of you guys would have even like hugged this child.
I've done it before.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. I mean, if you could just show the
passion.
I
did that when I was
babysitting.
You wiped a butt of a kid that you knew. This was a stranger. This was the first time this kid was in
the kid's club. If Alex was a babysitter, that would be her job. I'm sure Alex would wipe the hiney.
Dude, if it was like I was babysitting them in their home and I knew them, then yeah, I would have done it. But like, this is like a public place. Like, I don't know these people.
I mean, listen, we're going to always agree to disagree, Liv. I mean, you're the same person that committed terrible crimes looking at people's info. And so it was all justified. So, all right, well, hey, that's what we're working with this morning. Can't wait to see Alex, how you look tomorrow. Can we put up before and after photos?
Well, for the first like 2 days, I am going to be a little extra swollen before it like settles down. So, I mean, I'm going to look and there could be like minor bruising and stuff. So I'm going to look a little bit different the first couple days. But I mean, sure, if you want.
I just think it'd be interesting. Okay, cool. Well, yeah, hey, we are the Joe and Alex Show. That's kind of what happened yesterday. We got a lot going on today. Coming up at 7:40, we will be hooking you up with Lady Gaga. Grand Prize Flyaway. You're going to get, no matter what, a digital download of A Star Is Born, the soundtrack, which has Shallow on there, but also a chance to fly away to go to Las Vegas to see her in concert. That's going to be awesome. So make sure you hang out for that. Our number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Joe Jonas posted a celebratory Instagram video in some Halloween masks, and he was punching an inflatable clown because he had good news.
OMG. OMG. We're number one. I can't believe it. This is crazy. You guys are amazing. I just want to punch something and kick something.
All right. Hey, teach their own.
Their new song, the Jonas Brothers, Sucker, has gone number one. They've never had a number one song before. So
that surprises me that it never reached number one before.
Yeah. Aaron Carter wants to fight Michael Jackson accuser Wade Robson after allegations he made on social media about Aaron and Michael's relationship. Aaron says the allegations of him being abused by Michael in any way are completely false. And while he has slept in Michael's bed before, he assures that nothing ever happened.
When I see someone that is like, okay, you're a grown man, and when Michael Jackson was alive, you are backing him, you are up his ass, you are kissing his ass, you are there to testify for him under oath, and then when he dies, you decide that that's a good time to come out. No, what you're doing is you're actually stomping on an icon and a legend's grave. You're stomping on his grave.
Beyonce and Jay-Z will receive the GLAAD Vanguard Award for being allies to the LGBTQ community at the 30th annual GLAAD Media Awards. According to GLAAD, Beyonce and Jay-Z are longtime allies and supporters of the LGBTQ community who use their global platforms to share messages that inspire and change the world for the better. Many other influential people have won this prestigious award, including J-Lo, Cher, Janet Jackson, Demi Lovato, Elizabeth Taylor, Whoopi Goldberg, and Britney Spears. The 2019 GLAAD Media Awards will be held in Los Angeles on March 28th and then in New York City on May 4th. And Teresa Giudice is getting a huge raise on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. She's now going to make over $1 million. The reality star is now getting $62,000 per episode, and with 18 episodes a season, that comes out to $1,116,000. She began filming season 10 earlier this month because producers wanted to capture the drama of her husband Joe's deportation after her confession that she would divorce him if he was forced to leave the country. Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity is paying for someone's rent who just got out of jail.
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. Hey, coming up a little over an hour from now, right around 7:40, 7:45-ish, we've got Lady Gaga tickets, a chance for you to qualify for a flyaway to see her in L.A., all the big hookups. Oh, sorry, not in L.A., Las Vegas. I don't know, I just want to travel. So I saw this, and I wondered, where would Alex fall on this? Because if you don't know, here on the Joe and Alex Show, Alex is crazy. She's outspoken. She's like a ball of energy. But she's also very conservative in some things, and one of those being she's waiting to till she's married. But you've kissed a guy before, right?
Of course.
Okay. According to a new survey, it found out the following information about how many people that you've kissed in your life. And I found this very interesting. 5% of adults have never been kissed. Can you imagine that? And then obviously it doesn't count like your mama or your aunt or your uncle, but like a romantic kind of a kiss.
Yeah.
5% of people have never been kissed. Does that not blow everybody's mind?
Yeah, that's a pretty big number, actually.
I mean, I assumed it would be like really, really low. Because I know some people never been kissed, but... All right, it says 4% have only kissed one person. Once again, talking almost 10% of people that have one or no kisses in their life. Then it went up to 29% have been kissed somewhere between 2 and 10 times. And that seems really low to me too, right?
2 and 10?
Between 2 and 10.
No, I reached that.
Partners is what I should say, not like only 10 school. Kisses from one boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, no, I'm way past that.
You were at that number by middle school?
Yeah.
What about Live the Web Girl? I feel like college every night you were probably kissing somebody. Or were you like with somebody the whole time?
I mean, I had different boyfriends in college. One I dated for like 6 months. One I dated on and off for 2.5 years. So, I mean, I definitely passed though. Kissing 10 people, I probably hit that, I would think, in maybe by end of high school.
Okay, so we're all, hold on, Pork Chop, why don't you chime in here before I say we're all. Are you at this or below this amount of kissing so far? Have you kissed more people?
I would say I'm right around like 10 or above.
Okay, well then you would fall.
As total?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Right now, the next one would be 24% of people, so that's like the second biggest amount, say they've been kissed or kissed between 11 and 50, which is way more broad
A number. I'm definitely in there.
I'm in there. I think I'm around 25, 30.
Okay, 25 or 30 people you've kissed.
I used to keep a note in my phone of all the names of guys I kissed.
What happened?
It was right around when I graduated from high school. I kept a note, and then I think I had like 14, 15. So definitely by now, there's been way more.
Your mom's like, Alex, I found this note in your phone. What are all these names?
Yeah.
Dude, my first kiss, I was so dumb. I was wearing a hat, and my freaking hat hit her right in the head.
Okay, I was going to ask, who was your first kiss? Was it a guy or a girl?
Oh, no, definitely a girl.
Okay, that's cool. Didn't you know, like, from the movies, you got to, like, turn it around or something to be all smooth?
Not at all.
How old were you?
Oh, gosh. Oof, it was my friend's cousin's. I was,
sure wasn't your cousin?
No.
I was 13.
I was right around, I'd have to say, maybe a little younger, maybe 12.
I didn't get my first kiss till I was, like, 15 or 16.
I mean, like, I remember when I was, like, probably in, like, first grade or something, I kissed my neighbor, Andrew, and, like, we just, like, pecked and stuff like that. But, like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like that.
Who initiated it?
That counts as my first kiss.
Was it you or Andrew that made it happen?
I'm pretty sure it was, like, our friends around us. You're like, kiss, 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 kiss.
There's huge hype around it.
So, yeah, for sure. Liv, would you say then you're also like that? You're between 11 and 50 people. Are you more than 50?
No, there's no way I'm more than 50.
That'd be scary.
All right, you're going to laugh at this. You're not going to believe it. But I guess I'm on my own. I think I'm one of those 15% that have kissed more than 50 people.
No way.
You think? Yeah, I think it's a bigger number than you think. Although
I haven't hooked up with 50 people.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, I know I probably made out with or done other things.
What? But how do you have that? Because that is a lot.
Not really. I mean, let's average it out now.
But are you a drunk kisser, like, at bars? Like, are you somebody that on the dance floor, you're dancing with a girl, you just start making out? Or what? Because I don't understand how you get to that number.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you dated 50 people. I mean, you could just, like, have a one night, you know, make out, do whatever kind of thing.
Is that how you are, though, when you're drunk at bars if you're single?
You know, it's been a while. It's been like 7 or 8 years. I don't remember.
I'm going to guess that he is.
I'm a hugger. I mean, I'm a hugger all the time. I think I tried to hug you guys when I saw you out the other night in town. I was like, bye.
That's even worse to me than some guy trying to kiss me when we're out.
What, don't you dare hug me?
Yeah, I don't want to be hugged.
Alex number currently stands at 0 hugs. She wants to keep it intact. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. IHOP will be giving away free short stacks for the original buttermilk pancakes today from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yes.
Pork chop. Wait, do you like pancakes, Alex?
Love.
Okay, guys, let's grab lunch today on me. You guys want it? No, usually you go, there's a long line, but there's a good reason why.
It will be a long line.
If you didn't know about this, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., donations of all sizes will be collected throughout the day, and then IHOP hopes to raise $4 million. Incredible.
Wow.
The annual event raises money for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and Shriners Hospital for Children. So three great charities that they're taking a part in right there. And you get pancakes. Just donate a couple of bucks. I mean, don't be a cheapskate. You're helping out charity. I think that's awesome.
Help out charity. Find yourself a lumbersexual.
Oh my gosh. Whoa. I was just listening to a podcast about lumbersexuals.
Wait, are those allowed in IHOP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They live in IHOP, basically.
Pretty much.
Hey, I'm a lumbersexual. Two brothers prank their dad for his birthday, and this is awesome. They put his picture up on a billboard in Atlantic City along with his phone number. Yes, his real phone number. And a message that says, "Wish my dad happy birthday." So now he's getting hundreds of calls and texts a day. Here he is talking about how it's been.
Crazy. I'm averaging a text a minute.
Whoa.
I'm getting... There you go. You can hear it there. I'm getting phone calls, maybe 25 an hour, even more. I've heard from Nepal, Nairobi, Kenya, the Philippines, Canada, Bahamas, Puerto Rico, you name it, Luxembourg, Germany. So my son has 147,000 followers on social media. It's much more than the billboard on the Black Horse Pike.
See, I got to figure out, like, from the story, I didn't realize his son was that popular. Like, what does his son do that he's got 147,000 followers?
It's probably just hot.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess that's why I only have 47 followers. Let's see. An Ohio man will only drink beer during Lent this year. We asked Liv before. She's the only, like, Catholic on the show. And she said, well, what did you say again? Like, you don't necessarily not do things. You just make good choices or something.
No.
Did I get that?
Sometimes, I'll add something in. Like, I'll do something and that's, like, towards bettering me and bettering my faith and my, like, spirituality and my relationship with God, rather than just giving up something.
But what is that?
But do you give up
anything,
though? I mean, you're not giving up anything?
No, I'm not giving up anything.
Then what are you adding in?
I'm praying a rosary once a week, and I'm going out of my way to do one good deed for someone around me every day.
All right, what have you done so far?
I've paid for someone's coffee at Speedway.
That's nice.
I have held the door open for, like, 15 people at LA Fitness.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
That's kind of your job right there.
No, I wasn't working. I was just there working
out. Oh, she just was a regular
person.
I'm
trying to think of some of the other things I've done. I don't know. I can't think off.
Well, I just want to make sure. I mean, you got three people right here you can start giving some services for.
You can rub my feet.
Yep. I don't know about that.
you don't have to buy me a coffee. You can fill mine up. Just saying, if you want to keep the tradition going. That's cool. Well, this guy is doing something, I don't know, a little different, Liv. For 46 days, this man will only drink beer and will not have solid food until Easter.
Wow. Yeah, there is no way he's going to be able to do that.
Well, he's saying he's doing this for a challenge to himself after learning that monks did this in the 1600s.
They did?
Well, I think it's probably fasting. So fasting is a very big tradition in, like, the Catholic faith, especially during Lent, because Jesus fasted for 40 days.
Yeah, if you're only drinking water.
Well, well, I mean, beer's and, but, beer. And I'm beer's guessing water. Monks probably did it because monks make beer. So, like, way. I mean, obviously, today, yes, now we know that that's not healthy. You should be drinking water instead of beer, but you are probably getting some at least nutrients and calories.
I don't think that's going to be enough.
The beer.
He's going to get sick.
Well, he's going to have water too. That's it. He'll have water and beer.
Well, water and beer. So he's adding in water. So, but I mean, guessing because, like, I mean, I guess the calories and some nutrients that come from beer, but I'm guessing why the monks did it is because way back when they're probably fasting all of Lent.
Wow.
And they also do make beer at monasteries.
That's interesting. I mean, my dad drank like every day of his life, so he must have been a monk or something. He says he's going to document his progress on social media and will start drinking water as well as beer, and he's going to check in with his doctor. So as far as the health issue, Alex, he's going to keep in accordance with that. And finally, this happened in Houston. A cow escaped the stands at the rodeo Houston, at the Houston Rodeo. The moment was kind of video. We'll put this up on the Need to Know News blog. But the cows is doing his thing, and it's like, it went through a row of chairs, calmly walking in one direction. A volunteer tried to cut the animal off. Well, of course, the animal went the other way.
Yeah.
And more volunteers tried to corner the cow, which began going down the aisle of stairs towards the arena floor. And that's where the rest of the livestock were. But I'm like, how does a cow just get out and nobody notices at first? It's just like, you know, like where you're backstage at a concert, like you just try to like blend in. The cow's like, I'm good to see you. I'm just over here.
That is incredible.
Sneaky cow.
Yeah, which is like impossible to be. Check out that video. It's really cute. Online at joeandalexshow.com. That's Joe's Need to Know News on Radio Now. Right now here on the Joe and Alex Show, I want to know at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, why did you leave? I found this interesting that there's a new survey saying 1 in 4 people have left a restaurant in the middle of a meal because the experience was so bad.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever left a restaurant regardless of how bad the experience was.
Me neither.
I mean, Liv the Web Girl, have you ever left a restaurant or someplace because it was just so bad?
I think like maybe one time on spring break, we left a restaurant because the service was so bad because we were waiting for about an hour still had no drinks, hadn't even placed our order. And that's like it.
Well, they gave some of the top reasons why, in no order in particular. They said if there's like a bad smell coming, obviously I wouldn't stay there either. I'm like, what's going on in this place?
Yuck.
They say dirty or sticky floors, dirty plates. Yeah, like you ever notice your silverware? I always check my silverware. I'm like, oh, gross. What is that still stuck on there? And they say slow service or a rude waiter or waitress can be a reason why. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm wondering, who's this 1 out of 4? Who are the 25% of people listening to the Joe and Alex Show that have actually got up and left? Because I think, okay, maybe I've left once, Liv, because of how long it took for service. But that would be it.
That's the
but
thing.
I mean, that I've never left for any other reason
Me
besides
neither.
That. And that was like one of the lowest things on their like their survey they found from people.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I've served thousands of tables, thousands. And I've only had one table walk out on me. And that's because their food was at 45 minutes. And I literally did everything I could to make them happy. Like, I had their drinks and everything. I kept giving them updates on the kitchen.
Wow.
I was yelling at the kitchen, yelling at my manager. And my manager was so stressed that she couldn't even go to the table. And after 45 minutes, I was like, look, like really, it's almost done. And they were just so angry and furious, they left.
Wow.
I remember one time on spring break, we left the restaurant because the table next to us, someone got caught with a fake ID. And so then we were like, oh,
you're paranoid?
They're super strict here. And so we got up and left.
Uh-oh.
Like, I got to get out of here. All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 40 minutes from now, your chance to get a fly away to Las Vegas to see Lady Gaga in concert. We're hooking you up with the airfare, hotel, tickets to the show. It's coming up on Radio Now. Why did you leave? 1 in 4 people in a recent survey say the service was so bad or the experience was so bad at a restaurant, I got up and left. And I think we all agreed, well, we've done that, but only because it took so long to get actually served. They must have been so busy.
Yeah, once I was seated, I wasn't leaving.
Yeah, exactly. You got me there, I'm there. Thomas, let's kick things off with you. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Why did you leave?
My wife and I, a few years ago, went out on Valentine's Day to an Italian restaurant, and in the middle of our meal, we discovered bugs in our food.
Oh, oh my word. What kind of bugs?
Wait, bugs, Thomas. Plural? Like,
no,
more than one?
I need to stop listening. Oh.
Yes, there were two ladybugs in the pasta.
Aw, they were just little ladybugs.
I enjoy protein in the food, but not that kind.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe it was put in there for a little added...
That is so gross.
I got to know, what exactly did you order? What, like, was it spaghetti and meatballs?
It was a chicken fettuccine.
Mmm.
Yeah. And what made it worse is it was my wife's birthday on Valentine's Day, so it was twice as important.
Yeah, but did you get the free meal at least?
I had a discussion with the manager. He offered to replace the food. I said, I don't want another one. We're just going to leave. So,
see, if I was you, like, and this would be me as a customer, I would eat around, like, if there was a hair in the food, I'd eat around the hair in the food.
Oh, God.
So I can get the free meal
so
afterwards. Because you get to the end, you're like, hey, there's a hair in my food. I need a free meal.
Ugh, I hate that.
I can see Joe being that person that just carries around a bag of hair and puts it on his food after he's done, just so he can get it for free.
Oh, I'll freely admit that I do that, but now I got the beard, so it's harder to try to make it look real.
Yeah, like, remember that lady, like, several years back, she brought, like, a fake finger or something, put it in her chili, like a fast food restaurant.
Oh, yeah, was everybody not legit afraid to order chili at, like, Chili's? Is this like, oh, man, I got a finger, too?
Yeah.
No! It's the Joe and Alex Show. How are you doing? You can let us know. Twitter and Instagram. Interact with the show. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And you can be part of the conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in. I think most people have seen this by now, Alex, but could you quickly explain, if they haven't, what is kind of the cheese challenge that you probably have seen on Twitter or YouTube or maybe your Facebook or Instagram?
The cheese challenge is when you get like a Kraft single slice of cheese, you unwrap it, and when your baby is not expecting it, you just toss it right onto their face and you get the reaction on video. It is so stupid, but so funny. It is my favorite internet challenge, I think, ever. And a lot of people like it, but then now, of course, you're getting a lot of butthurt parents that are like, this is so inappropriate. It is so terrible. It's child abuse. You shouldn't be throwing cheese at your kid's face.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number. I want to know if you're a butthurt parent that listens to the show. I'd like to hear you out and see why your butt's so hurt. Or if you think it's funny, like, are any people listening to the Joe and Alex Show actually just whoosh, throwing cheese in their little kid's face? Liv, I don't know how, if you have not done this already, you've missed the opportunity. You work with kids all day. Please tell us that you've been slinging cheese slices at their big block heads.
I haven't, but that's mostly because I'm lactose intolerant and I don't have cheese at my apartment.
Okay.
But I think this is the whole reason why you have kids.
Yeah, you just
do
funny stuff like this and kind of mess with them. Like, it's not going to hurt them. It's cheese.
There's somebody that doesn't work with us, but just somebody else from another radio station that we all know. Mm-hmm. And he did this to his baby while he was sitting in his high chair. And the listeners for their show flipped out. I mean, we're just like, you are a terrible dad. I can't believe you would think this is funny. This is such a terrible thing you're doing and whatever. And I'm like, what is wrong with people? This is funny. It doesn't hurt.
It's
just surprising. I mean, like, because the thing is his baby started crying in the video, but like, because it's like, so it's like, you know, it scares them for a second, but it doesn't hurt or anything. It's just funny.
So you'd be willing to let us bring cheese in and throw it at your face to make sure?
I think I told Liv this before. She should bring in some cheese and we should make our own video of us surprising each other throwing cheese. I think it's a really funny, innocent, cute challenge.
I think we should do it to other coworkers too.
But is there
tell them, like, cheese.
Yeah.
That's it's the cheese challenge.
That is what we should do. But, I mean, is there anyone listening that genuinely is not a fan of this? Like, you just, the videos make you cringe or, like, they make you feel uncomfortable? Because I want to know about it. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
You can also hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, it's Brianna from Greenwood.
Hey, good morning. So you have a little bit of pep in your step. Are you butthurt by this, or do you think throwing the slices of cheese is the way to go?
I think it's hilarious. It builds character. Parents are trying to make their kids candies these days, I tell you, especially with the overreacting with so-called bullying. I think kids from the 80s and 90s will agree. A little bit of cheese ain't going to hurt you, but I would say I don't want to waste my money.
Yeah, I heard I heard if you reach out to Kraft, they'll give you a free like singles pack just to throw
way.
Your kid.
Are you serious?
No, I'm making that up, but they should do it. Brilliant advertising. You know what they do? They market this as like face cheese now. Like if you don't want grilled cheese, like, oh, I don't want grilled cheese, what? But I'd like some of that face cheese so that you can just throw at people's faces. It'll be like the brand new, what is it, you put on mask at night, ladies? Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Hey, what do you think about doing like a cheese mask?
Can we do like a new challenge? Can I throw this mug at your face?
That's a sore subject. You know that my mug got stolen. Wow, you really bring the mood down.
What if I actually did it? Like, what if I threw this mug at your face and said,
I mean, is that how these things start? You just do something crazy and then just say it's a challenge?
All right, let's find out. Hold on. Phone challenge, pork chop, duck!
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian West is paying rent for one man recently released from jail, picking up the tab for the next 5 years.
Wow.
Matthew Charles had served 20 of his 35-year sentence for a nonviolent drug and weapons charge. He was the first to be released under new prison reform laws enforced by President Trump's administration. Charles recently had his housing application denied because of his background, and Kim heard about it and his story and wanted to do what she could to help. So she's going to pay for the rent for the next 5 years. She heard about this through an article posted on Twitter, and she reached out to his friend privately on Sunday and generously offered to pay his rent and to help him find a stable place to live. He posted about the good news Sunday, saying, "I just received the most wonderful news tonight that I just had to share with everyone. Kim Kardashian West heard about my situation. She was moved and has decided to help me. He plans to save up to buy a home of his own while Kim takes care of the rent bills."
That is really incredible. As much as I want to rip on Kim K, that's awesome.
Love it.
That's really nice of her.
Drake has dropped Michael Jackson's song Don't Matter to Me from his set list after the release of the documentary Leaving Neverland. In his first show in the UK, the song was noticeably missing from his set, which is the same set he played in the US in 2018. Drake has not released any statement on whether or not he actually believes the allegations against Michael, but this is a very interesting action to take.
I mean, I feel like he's going to be danged if you do, danged if you don't. You know, it's like, I can't believe you're still doing that. And it's like, well, why would you take that out?
R. Kelly is focused on keeping busy and making new music. He says that hit music is the only thing keeping him from a breakdown with all the legal accusations happening in the last few months. He's still facing 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse in Chicago and sexual conduct charges in Detroit, as well as other charges. He also has signed a legal letter to one of his accusers, claiming that he has 10 male witnesses who are willing to testify against her. In the letter, he says, "My law team is prepared to request the production of the medical test results proving the origin of her STD claim. If Miss Rogers really cares about her own reputation, she should cease her participation." And The Blacklist is coming back for another season if you're a fan of this show.
Yes.
NBC renewed the James Spader drama for a 7th season. Season 6 is currently airing on Fridays at 9 p.m. and season 7 will air in the fall. Coming up in less than an hour, details on how insane The Bachelor was last night.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
I have been going back and forth about bringing this up here on the air. I made a decision, though, and I'm hoping this will be, you know, the best thing for me and my life going forward. I'm going to share with you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. If you can't get through on the phones this morning, we always got our social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and Instagram. And we just threw this question up on our Facebook page. So if you check us out, just search for Radio Now and like us, you already know what's about to go down. But we're very open and honest here on the Joe and Alex Show about our relationships, the highs and the lows. We're pretty open about just everything. I mean, Porkchop's been open about like his health scares and just different things. And I've had something... I don't think, actually, Alex overheard this yesterday, and you weren't, like, eavesdropping. You just heard excited to make a phone call yesterday. I don't think, were you aware of this until yesterday's phone call?
No.
Okay. So Alex found out first, and I think Porkchop and then Liv the Web Girl, they also found out about this yesterday.
Yeah, and so then I was like, Joe, I think you should talk about this on the air. And he was like, you think? And I said, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't even really give it a second thought of bringing it up on air, even though I'm not hiding anything. I'm not ashamed of this, but I just I feel like it's the right thing for me to do, and I feel like it's going to hopefully get me to where I need to be. I talked to my doctor. I had an appointment, and she was kind of hesitant at first. She's like, "Are you sure?" And I'm just like, "Yeah," because I'm tired of feeling this way. And I talked to my doctor, and I'm now going to be weaning down and eventually reducing and eliminating the medication I'm on for like anxiety, and it also covers depression. I really don't feel like I'm depressed. I mean, I feel sad sometimes, but I don't feel depression. But that does run in my family. Very, very severe for everybody. My father had anxiety and depression. My mom had it. My dad had it. So it's not uncommon. It's something that's been out there before. But for me, I'm just more of an anxiety person, and this is a whole thing that I've went over with my therapist, Julie, about and talked about it, and it all stems back to just being a young kid in, like, fifth grade, and my dad was around, but it was pretty much me and my brother and my mom, and back in fifth grade, I remember having to, like, to get my brother and me up, and I had to go take us to school, and I had to go make sure that everything was good and to come home, and sometimes I'd have to help, you know, make dinner or just certain things because my mom was a nurse, and she'd work 12-hour days. She probably would be gone before we got up in the morning, and she probably wouldn't be home until, you know, we're about to fall asleep sometimes, and that's just what single parents sometimes have to do or couples do.
And what did that make you feel like when she would have to work late?
Well, I guess at the time, I mean, I missed my mom, but I didn't really remember feeling anything back then, Alex, but it comes to now, that's how I am on the show. I'm so high strung, I'm so anxious, I'm so, you know, just bound up like a ball, and the reason why is because I've had that since I was in fifth grade, that if I don't take care of me or what my people that needs to be taken care of, something bad could happen because nobody else can do it. It's all on me. It's all or nothing. And I still kind of live my life that way. I'm not saying it's great. I'm just being honest that I'm now realizing that. And just because I'm aware of something, the hard part then is to try to fix it and overcome it and deal with that. And it's going to be a long process, but I'm working through that with my therapist and I'm doing things. But
and so it's relatively new that you were even on medication in the first place, right?
Yeah. I mean, because I think I got on antidepressants probably within the past year.
Right. And so
not that long.
Why are you saying now that you don't want to be on them?
Well, I recently upped it because I was doing like 75 milligrams of some dosage that they gave to me. And I just felt like, and I guess, and this is why you can call in 833-JOE-ALEX because I'm no expert and I'm teach their own, talk to your doctor and I talk to mine. But I felt like, Alex, that the dosage was really not doing anything for me. But then again, antidepressants or anxiety aren't supposed to make you feel like super happy and like it's just, I guess you don't even realize the effect.
So what did they make you feel like?
For me, I felt like blah. I can't even describe it. I felt like nothing. And one of the side effects, I mean, I've talked on the air before, if you're new to the Joe and Alex Show, that I'm an overweight guy and I feel really insecure about my body. One of the bad things is that it can affect your libido and not wanting to be intimate and do those things. And I was like, yeah, right, that's never possible. Since I was born, all I wanted to do was touch it. But it did. And after I doubled my dose, like I went up with my doctor, we raised it up. I'm like, hey, I don't feel like this is doing anything. It really just made me numb. It didn't make me feel any better.
So what I don't understand is like you've tried one medication and you're already wanting to just ditch it all and just have no meds. Why not just change brands or change like the type of medication it is for a different option?
I'm not judging anybody, Alex, and I hope if you're listening right now and you're on some medication that works for you, that is the greatest news ever, because I think everybody just wants to be happy and feel good. For me, though, just my brief experience, I don't want to be on this roller coaster, this ride anymore. I want off.
But if you get off, how do you know that your roller coaster isn't going to continue? It's just that you're just going to feel like, you know, crazy again.
I don't. That's the thing. That's why we bring up this conversation, this question, 833-JOE-ALEX. If you've been on and gotten off, if that's a good idea, bad idea, maybe you, like Alex said, why didn't I switch? Maybe you have a suggestion to that. I just know that I've weaned it down from, I was doing 150 milligrams down to 75, and then today I'm starting doing half of that. So that's like, what, 35 and a half? And not to gross you out, but I have to be real. My certain part of my life is just like my actual like sexual side, like, you know, pancake side. Is it's alive again, because like it feels like it was like just shut off. It's just weird, like not having any kind of like feeling of intimacy or anything in your life, not wanting that.
Right.
It just is like blah. I don't know how else to describe it.
I don't know.
I'm not like a rabbit humping things.
As someone who has worked with you for going on now
forever?
3 years. No, but going on 3 years, I have to say that I do have my concerns. I want what's best for you. I want you to feel healthy. I want whatever it is going to be that's going to help you not feel the symptoms of anxiety and depression. That's what I want, whether that's medication or not. I am nervous, though, with you going off.
Why are you nervous?
Because I think all of us on the show have to deal with the ramifications of your anxiety and stuff on different days, and it is hard on us sometimes. And I mean, it makes me nervous, like if that's going to make everything worse, and then it's just going to make working with you more difficult.
Wait,
and
do you feel like over the past year there's been an improvement or a difference? I mean, what, because I've been with the show almost 3 years.
Well, that's the thing. I don't necessarily feel like there's been a significant improvement, but I feel like maybe you would if you just got on the right medication. Like, okay, so I talked about this not too long ago, but I was on birth control since I was 15 years old. And through the course of that, I had tried maybe 3 or 4 different kinds, because some of them started making me feel suicidal. Some of them started making me feel nuts. So like I finally found one, the last round of birth control pills that I was on. Those worked for me. They were fine. I just decided to get off of them just because I don't need them. And I just felt like I'd give my body a break after being on them for that many years. But otherwise, though, I just wonder, like, if you're giving up too soon and like maybe there is a solution for you, it's just that you're thrown in the towel too fast.
I don't know. I think it's the best thing for me. Like I said, if there's anybody listening right now and a medication helps you out in that way, that is the greatest thing ever. I'm so glad that medication was invented for you. But for me, it's just, I don't know. We're not really supposed to be on medicine. I'm not saying like I'm anti-vax person, but I'm saying like, you know, I shouldn't really be on my blood pressure medication. I should get my weight down. It'd be nice if I could find a way to be happy and deal with my problems through therapy that I'm not on.
But that's the thing. You started doing therapy before you started getting on medication, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And but you didn't feel like that was helping enough.
No,
right?
but I've also since then, I've had breakthroughs and discoveries of how to try to actually what the trigger was, like what was my anxiety.
Got it.
And like, well, that's what it was. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, if that's why, now I just have to actually work on that myself. Nobody can do that except for me. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's get one call real quick, and then we'll play a song. Paige, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Before, I used to be on anxiety medication. I'm pregnant now, so I'm no longer on anxiety medication. But my anxiety was really bad, and so I decided to try it, and it just didn't work out for me. I tried a couple different medications, and honestly, they just had bad side effects. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it just would make my body feel super weird, and like, I'd be at work. I work in an office. Like, couldn't focus. I couldn't like type on the computer. I couldn't sit there and have to go home. And I went through this with like 3 different medications. And then when I got pregnant, obviously I couldn't really be on the medication anymore.
Okay.
And I'm still pregnant and I'm not really feeling getting back on the medication anyways. I've learned to, I don't know, I wouldn't say necessarily learn, but I'm coping with it better. Especially being pregnant, I guess just that whole vibe makes me a little bit more calm. But, I mean, I still go through it, but I understand what you're going through. The medication isn't for everybody, but I do have friends that, you know, they're on it every single day. They live by it. It helps them. But it varies from person to person. And I thought it would be better for me because I'll be 25 in July, and I've been having anxiety since I was, like, 10.
Wow, okay.
And, yeah, I thought it would help, but I don't know. Maybe later on again, if it gets worse, I'll try it again. But
No, I mean, I think that's very interesting, Paige, and thank you for sharing that. Listen, I got a bunch of other people. Hopefully everybody can hang on. Natalie, Brittany, Amber, I want to talk to you and everybody else. 833-JOE-ALEX. Is this a good idea if you just tuned in? I have been on, like, it's more anxiety than antidepressant, but a mixture of a meds for about a past year, and I went from having a normal dose to upping it, and now I'm on like the very half of what I started out with, just because I feel like it's not, I feel weird, Alex. I don't feel like myself, and it's just a good idea, because I don't know what I'm talking to my doctor, but I've never done this before.
Well, people on social media are freaking out. They're saying, do not do this. Do not stop cold turkey. You need to just find a different medication.
All right, hold on. We'll continue this next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, coming up next, we're going to have your chance to win Lady Gaga tickets. If you're just tuning into the Joe and Alex Show, I shared about something I've been thinking about doing for a while. The past year, I have been on a mixture of more anxiety, but also antidepressant. And I went from like a regular dose, I doubled it up. And this is through my doctor, obviously, and talking to her. And then I went back down to regular, and now I'm doing half of that. Just because I feel like what it made me become or the way I felt, I don't know. The side effects, I didn't like it. And that's only one medication. Alex is concerned. She's saying, like, well, what if, you know, there's something out there that you're not trying? I just feel like I got to do more of the coping mechanisms and try to do that and be less on the meds. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number to join in the conversation. And on social media, we got Live the Web Girl. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
Patrick said, my wife tried multiple medications, and the common problem was she wasn't herself, very blah. She got off, and working out and exercise and diet has worked wonders for her. And cool. Then Callie said, I think the goal should be to learn coping mechanisms to ease off the medication if it's possible and safe. It sounds like you're doing it the best way. Good luck.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. Let's get to the phones this morning and go to Brittany. Hey, Brittany, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
So I am an RNA. I work with Community Health Network, but I work at an office that does gene site testing. It actually tests for what it is.
Hey, Brittany, do me a favor, because this sounds really important. Make sure you're not moving and have that phone right against your mouth, because I want to hear this. What do you do?
So I'm a registered medical assistant with Community Health Network.
Yeah.
I work at an office that does gene site testing. What it is it's a cheek swab that's ordered by your doctor that they do right in office, and it tests for all the different medication types for anxiety, depression, ADHD, and even chronic pain. So what happens is once you get those results sent out, it comes back and it looks like a stop sign. It has green, yellow, and red. There's medications that for your specific genes don't work for you, for any of those categories. And if they don't work, it goes up into the red category. If they will work mildly but not enough, they'll fall in the yellow. And then if they work for your specific genes, it will be in the green. And what's neat to see is how many patients that we had that would come in for gene site testing who have been on medications for years, and they said that it just didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, when that testing came back, it actually showed up in red or yellow category. So it's just their genes didn't react with those medications.
That's interesting. Okay.
You should do that.
Yeah. I mean, if they do that test, then they don't do it for like actual drug testing, right? To see if I'm, you know, got anything in my body.
No, it's not like that.
Okay. Just want to make sure in case the bosses or anything were wondering, because I don't do drugs.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't. No, hey, Brittany, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go this morning to Amber. Amber, what do you think about this? I'm trying to wean off. I should be done with my medication in about a month.
I think it just depends on the person, honestly. If you're doing it under doctor's supervision, you've got therapists, you've got a great support system, I think that's what's number one. For me, when I did it, self-care was a priority. It really helped me with the transition, and not everyone's the same. Some people should definitely stay on their medication, but I had all of the same things that you described. I didn't want to put pancakes. I didn't want to go see my girlfriends. I didn't even want to spend time with my kids. And that was when I was like, okay, I'm switching meds.
Yeah.
And I went from Zoloft to Prozac.
And then it was better for you?
Actually, the Prozac made it worse. I really didn't do anything, and I am a go-getter. I mean, I was a single mom for a long time, so I'm constantly on the move, and I want to do things. and I want to tell people what to do all the time. And I didn't even do that. Like, I just was nothing. I wonder, on the couch.
I wonder, like, not that I want to be on meds, but I wonder, like, my wife complains, this is being honest here. Sorry, Lindsay, if you're hearing this or your coworkers bring it up. But I am kind of like a sloth at home. Like, I'm very just like, I want to get things done, but I actually can't do it sometimes. At least that's how I feel. I wonder if it's the meds that are part of that or if I'm just really super lazy and some things never change.
I don't know either.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Let's get a few more calls here. And if you can't get through, hit us up on social media. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. It's Radio Now. To search for us. Matthew, hey buddy, what do you think about my situation?
When I was listening to the radio, I actually was prescribed by my doctor anti-anxiety depression meds, and I had the same thing with the low libido, just kind of feeling like blah, like you said, almost like a zombie. And then I got off of them altogether, and it was the greatest thing. And then I actually looked into CBD oil, which helped me a lot.
Okay, which, I've been taking CBD oil. Just like little droplets, like I put like mm-hmm. In the glands under my tongue. I've been doing that for like a month or so. And I mean, I really don't know. I'm not saying that's the thing to do or not to do. Mm-hmm. But it seems to be for me, I don't know if it's a placebo effect. I feel pretty good lately. But also I've been weaning down my medicine, so I don't know which one it is.
Right. And then there's different types of CBD oil too. So there's some that's just regular CBD oil. And then you also have like your different types of CBD hemp oil. So there's different kinds that have different effects and strengths. So if one's not working for you, maybe just do a little bit more research and look into some others.
Yeah, I got to be careful and be careful what I'm putting into my mouth because I pretty much just throw anything in there.
That's what she said.
Hey, let's wrap this up with Natalie. Natalie on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
So I was going to say I got diagnosed early with depression anxiety, like 12 or 13, and I also felt really numb and robotic with medication. And I ended up doing the bad thing and just quitting completely.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, no. Everybody could tell I was the worst person in the world. But I ended up going to a new therapist who doesn't prescribe medication, and he told me to take 5-HTP, which you can get at like a nutrition store. And basically, it helps balance out your serotonin. So it's basically what the medication should do. And then once you feel better, you stop taking it.
Okay.
And then once you start feeling bad again, you take it again.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, hey, no matter what, and I appreciate your advice because everybody's got it. If you do anything, please, we're not experts here on the Joe and Alex Show. Make sure you talk to your doctor or mental health provider, whoever it is, before you do any kind of decision. But I just wanted to throw that out there. Well, actually, I'm sorry. I didn't want to throw that out there. Alex suggested that we talk about this, and I said, okay. But that's what's going on. So if it does seem different, you know.
Yeah. I put it up on Facebook. Just search for Radio Now, and it's also on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. You can tell Joe what you think if you couldn't get through.
I mean, obviously, if you and Alex and Liv and Porkchop, if you guys could all just quit driving me so crazy, I wouldn't have to worry about any of this.
Right?
I mean, that's the main problem.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, we've got your chance right now at 833-JOE-ALEX to see Lady Gaga. She's going to be in concert in Vegas. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. 833-563-2539. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we've got your chance right now to win Lady Gaga tickets. If you win the grand prize, you're going to fly away to fabulous Las Vegas. And then you're going to see her in concert. You're going to have airfare covered, hotel covered. It's going to be a great time. You'll get two tickets to her show. All you got to do is win a little game this morning that we like to call Finish the Lyrics. Producer Porkchop, why don't you explain the rules, my man?
First things first, I need to write something on a piece of paper that says Las Vegas because I feel like you're always about to say Los Angeles.
I am. I think if I just do Vegas, it would be easier.
Yeah, so either Vegas, Las Vegas, or I'll just write it on my forehead. Sound good?
A forehead would be the best thing because I see your forehead the most.
Are you trying to say I have a big forehead?
No, I'm just saying it's directly across from me. I see yours, Alex, and then Liv.
Anyways, so we're going to pick two contestants here. So let's do that first.
All right. Well, let's see here. Eeny, meeny, miny. Is this Kara?
Yes.
All right. I pick you and then...
Oh, my God.
You didn't win yet. You're just playing the game. But then let's see here. Is this Eric?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, turn your radio down. You're going to be playing on your phone only. We've got Kara and Eric to play the game, Pork Chop. Continue.
Today we're going to be playing Finish the Lyrics, and hopefully you know your Lady Gaga songs because I've got a bunch of them. What we're going to do is play the beginning of a clip.
Okay.
Then Joe is going to stop the clip.
Oh, I have to stop it. Okay. Yep.
At any time? Or
yes. Well, no. I put it in there, so Joe knows.
Oh.
Alex, remind me to stop it. I might just enjoy the song too much.
Okay.
Joe's going to stop the clip. And then at that point when it stops, Kara or Eric, buzz in with your name when you can finish the lyric. You just need to get the next word.
All right. Can I use Alex to help?
Yeah. Let's team up. Eric and Alex and Kara and Joe.
Okay. Eric, by the way.
So Joe and I are lifelines, or we're playing for them?
They're going to play, and they buzz in with their name. If they need a lifeline, yeah, they could ask you.
Kind of disappointed. I mean, no offense to Alex, but Eric just went right after Alex. I mean, is it she's single? You're trying to, like, get an in? What is the deal here?
Oh, not at all. I just don't know Lady Gaga that much. My wife does.
Oh, you think I'm not? You think I'm not a little monster?
I'm saying that Alex is a little bit more competitive than you, and I think...
Ooh.
I like it.
Shots fired.
Kara, you better buzz in and get this game and win. Okay, so that either one of them can buzz in as soon as it's the song stops.
That's right. We're going to do best out of four or whoever gets the most right after seven.
Okay, well then let's begin right now, right?
Here we go.
All right, so buzz in when the music stops with your name if you know it. You know that I want you.
Eric.
Kara. Alex, help me out.
Revenge.
That is correct. Revenge, you and
me. Now, just to clarify, how many times can Eric buzz in for Alex today?
We'll say one lifeline each because I see what he did there.
Okay, yeah, Eric's plan just ended quickly.
Yeah, you used your lifeline, bud.
All right.
Alrighty.
Doesn't mean he still can't guess in. Here we go. Song number two is... Did you say all you breaking up on me?
Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kind of...
Busy. I heard Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
You?
That is incorrect. Kara, would you like a chance to steal?
Yes. Okay. Busy?
That is correct. And don't forget to buzz in with your name.
My bad.
It's all right. We got a tie game. This is our third song. Here it is. Longing for change. And in the
bad times, I fear myself. Kara.
Deep
End.
That is correct.
Oh, wow. How the score has changed.
Uh-oh.
2 points. Uh-oh. 2 points for Kara, one for Eric.
All right, so here is your next one. I'll get him high, show him what I got.
I'll get him. Eric.
Kara.
Poker.
That is incorrect. Kara, with a chance to steal.
Hot.
That is correct.
Yes. Can't read my poker face.
That's right.
Kara's got three. Eric's got one. If Kara gets one more, she wins.
Ooh, all right. Here we go. Your next song is... I'm your latest fan. I'll follow you.
Kara.
Go ahead.
Follow.
That is incorrect. Eric, chance to steal? Too bad you used your lifeline.
Yeah, that would be a good time right now to buzz in Alex, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right, go ahead and play, Joe. Baby, there's no
other suit. It's baby. All right, so wait, does that mean that there's a winner right there?
So Kara's the winner.
All right. Eric, man, hey.
I'm sorry.
Eric, you came out hot out of the gate, but then, you know, things happen.
Sorry, Eric. This game has put me in a major Lady Gaga mood. I just want to listen to Lady Gaga playlist all day long. Like, yeah, all these songs are straight bops.
I love Shallow,
but I love her.
I want to play.
My heart was pounding trying to call you guys. I was like, oh my gosh, please. I've been dying to see her.
Yay! Well, this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime chance, and you have that opportunity to possibly go to Las Vegas to see her, which is going to be incredible.
Yeah, and just qualified, we're going to hook you up with a digital download of A Star Is Born, which has Shallow on there. Do you want me to play a Lady Gaga song? I could try to add one in here. Let's see.
Yes. I got a song. I want that last one.
Do you want a song?
Yes.
Do What You Want with R. Kelly?
No.
Okay.
We're going to go with my favorite. We're going to go with Shallow.
Okay. There
we
go.
I won't say no to that. All right. We'll do that right now. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. More chances to win all this week around this time here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Time for Joe Wants to Know. I have a weird question, and hopefully you got some good answers at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Alex or Liv, have you ever thought about, like, you know, kind of the apocalypse, the end of the world, like how it might come? Because I think about that sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, what have you thought might happen? Like, have you had any theories in your head like, oh, that's how the world will end?
Well, I mean, everybody thinks about zombies.
Okay, yes. Hold on. Let me say correct to that. What about you, Liv?
I literally have never thought about the apocalypse once.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just like not a big apocalypse believer.
What are you going to do if it happens?
Aliens.
I just don't think it'll ever happen.
Oh my God. Oh, I didn't even think about aliens. Now you're scaring them.
I think an alien abduction or like invasion is different than an apocalypse. Because I don't think that could necessarily mean the end of our society.
For this hypothetical, Joe wants to know, it does.
Yes. Okay.
It means we're all going to die!
Some people think the end of the world is going to come in 12 years after we get too many cow farts.
Yes, the methane gas will kill our ass. Yes, that's true. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is the number for Joe Wants to Know, and you can add in one. But, okay, so we've come up so far with aliens, zombies. What about, like, if the end of the world was kind of like Bird Box? Like, what if that happened? Like, how do you survive? You're just going to drive around in a spray-painted car, spoiler alert, and have a blindfold on all the time?
Yeah, I didn't watch Bird Box, so give me a little an explanation for the people that didn't watch Bird
Box.
Oh,
you haven't seen? Okay, I'm not going to give
you
more.
Honestly, they don't really tell you why.
They don't tell us.
There's some kind of weird thing.
Well, we never found out, like, with The Walking Dead, what started the whole thing. But my thing is, though, like, I want to know, 833-JOE-ALEX, like, what kind of apocalypse would you want to face, like, you think you could take on? Aliens, no way. They're going to capture me. They're going to probe me. I don't want to be probed. I'm not into that. I tried it once. No, thank you. Now, as far as zombies, yes, because you can shoot them with a gun. You can hit them with a baseball bat. I mean, if you run into a Negan, I'll be like, hey, let's get rid of Negan.
I don't know what a Negan is. You are very...
You haven't watched The Walking Dead?
No. I'm
Have
like
you lived
not
in a box?
Into,
Everybody knows who Negan is.
I'm not into apocalypse, but I would say mummies. A mummy apocalypse.
Ooh. Oh, that would be easy. Yeah, you just
That's
like,
what I'm saying. It would be so easy. They're slow.
You trip them, they fall down.
They can't even see. You can unravel them.
Well...
They don't know what technology is.
I do find Egyptians hot.
That is true. That is very true. Claire, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Claire, what do you think? Claire, you're on the show. What's up? What would you do? What would you like to take on?
What I think will happen, I think that the sun will explode and then Yellowstone will erupt, and that's how the world will end.
Like the park, fire. Yellowstone?
Like scientifically you've thought about this, or like why do you bring that up as a possibility?
Well, Yellowstone, it's like way past its due to explode and everything. So I just think it will. And, I mean, the world was first, you know, ruined with water. So, I mean, I think fire would be the next thing.
Okay. I mean, all right. Thank you for the call. 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, Porkchop, make sure people understand what we're doing this year. I want to know, like, what kind of apocalypse would you want to try and survive? Like, we brought up the scenarios. We just brainstormed them. Now I want to know, like, how you think you could take it on the best.
I mean, my thing is, in a post-apocalyptic world, I mean, I'm probably not going to have access to self-tanner, which naturally I'm very, very, very pale. So I think I could really do well surviving a vampire type of apocalypse.
You could blend in.
Yeah.
You could play a double agent.
They
would think that Alex was a vampire.
I also have very big rabbit teeth, so I would fit in there. All I have to do is sharpen mine a little bit.
Wow. You've really thought this out.
See, I think that I would maybe, I'm switching my answer.
Okay.
Either mummy or alien, because I just imagine aliens are probably less attractive than the human race, and I'm really good at flirting, so I feel like I could flirt and schmooze my way with the aliens into them accepting me.
Alex is on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Alex, what would you like to face?
Hey, this is Alex. I just wanted to say, when it comes to future apocalypse, I think a couple hundred years from now, we'll find a way to get off of Earth, but only a select few, but only once all the resources have dried up and desperation kicks in.
Okay, now what? Now that's kind of creepy, but what would you want to face, though? Aliens, zombies, vampires like Alex blending in? What do you think you'd have the best chance of surviving?
Honestly, when it comes to zombie apocalypse, most of them, especially like the George Romero original, they're pretty slow, so I think that might be the most ideal, especially even with the Walking Dead TV show. I don't see any of them running and chasing after you, but with aliens, it could just be anything, honestly.
I mean, like, once again, Alex, I bring it up, the probing. Nobody realizes how dangerous the probing would be. Jackie's on the Joe and Alex show. Let's wrap up. Joe wants to know with you. What do you think?
Hi, guys.
What up?
I know you already said it, but I was talking about a zombie apocalypse. Me and my friend, it's just a hobby. Me and my friends get together for, like, tactical teams, and we use paintballs, and, you know, we practice against the zombie apocalypse, you know, survival skills and stuff like that. There's actually places, like, with mazes or even, like, a laser tag sort of thing where you can shoot zombies.
Does the other person just sign up like, okay, Joe, you're going to be the zombie?
Yeah, there's places like that where you can actually go and pay for it. They do have people who work there as the zombies. And they can be running zombies, limping zombies. And I don't think that a zombie apocalypse is actually that improbable. I mean, it's just a matter of putting together viruses that'll actually coincide with each other.
That is so fascinating.
Wow.
Like, all of that.
I know. Can you off the air Pork Chops looking for some side work besides Uber? Maybe he could be one of those zombies that people shoot things at. Can you make sure you hang on and give us the number for that? We'd appreciate that. So,
see, I think Jeff Bezos is just going to create something that is going to kill all zombies or anything that the apocalypse is going to bring us, like any creature.
You know what I didn't even think of, but you said Jeff Bezos and got me thinking of like Amazon and all the shipping and like robots.
Bald people?
No, robots. Robots are going to kill us all.
I think maybe...
They're going to steal our job at McDonald's, Liv.
They already have done that.
I think that Alexas are actually on our side. They're getting to know us. They're getting to learn and love us. And then if the apocalypse comes, everyone who has an Alexa has a defense. And the Alexa is going to turn into a transformer and fight off any apocalyptic creature.
You couldn't be more wrong. You better be sleeping with one eye open with Alexa. Keep a knife in your pillow.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The attorney for the two men who claim that Jussie Smollett paid them to stage an attack on him spoke to the media on Monday to correct some rumors that have come out about her clients.
So they were paid $3,500 a head for personal training. You're not disputing that, so they were paid for the training.
Correct.
Not paid to stage the attack.
You know, it would be such an easy narrative to just say it that way, but it's unfortunately a very complicated relationship for them, because it's if you're friends and I'm saying, hey, I'm going to pay you for training, I'm also asking you to do me a favor.
And the favor was to stage the attack.
And the favor was to stage the attack.
She says the brothers deeply regret their involvement.
What they are really focused on right now and what I can tell you about their reaction is that they feel tremendously regretful for their role in this, in their involvement in the situation. Mm-hmm. And all the other peripherals are outside of their main focus right now, which is to pick up the pieces of what this has done to their lives and to try to make this something positive. You know, try to make something positive for them and have a positive impact on the community.
The Bachelor aired night one of its two-part finale last night. Fans were left with a cliffhanger last week as 27-year-old former football player Colton Underwood hopped a fence after admitting he was in love with Cassie, who had just dumped him. Colton, who was already the first virgin bachelor, well, that's not true. He's not the first virgin bachelor in history. Sean Lowe is the first virgin bachelor.
Okay.
Somebody that's a Bachelor fan, call me, 833-JOE-ALEX. I am right about that, right? What I'm reading here is not correct. But he is a virgin, so he became the first person to go from three women left to being zero women left. Because, like, the one that he wanted didn't want him, and then he just dumped everybody else last night.
So what's he doing?
So he broke things off with Hannah and Tasia, Hannah G and Tasia. He then admitted that he had plans to get Cassie back. The episode last night ended with him knocking on her door, and he told the camera, Cassie left me, but I still love her. I don't want to leave here without her. So part two is going to air tonight, part two of the finale at 8 on ABC Eastern Time.
What do you think if a guy did that, like this in your real life? Like,
so hot.
You did that? You'd want him to come for you?
Yes.
Chase mama?
Yes.
Okay, I was wondering what you would think about that.
I like it when a guy like pursues me and chases me and like doesn't let me leave. Like that's what every girl wants, I think.
Except for that restraining order you had to file.
Will you answer one of those and see if they're calling me to help me with this?
Yeah, I can totally do that. Good morning, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Jackie.
Jackie, you got bachelor stuff here?
Yes, I do remember Sean Lowe. He was not a virgin, but he was like a born-again Christian.
Oh.
So he was celibate for quite a while.
See, okay. Alex, I think you messed up on a side note because you're waiting till you're married. You should like be doing it right now. Then when you get married, like, I'm born again. All that waiting. Hey,
yeah, I guess I could have.
Thank you for calling in.
Conor McGregor was arrested last night in Miami. The UFC superstar was arrested on charges of felony strong-arm robbery and misdemeanor criminal mischief after he allegedly slapped away the phone of somebody trying to take a picture of him. He also then allegedly stomped on the phone several times. Conor posted bail and left the Miami-Dade County Jail later in the evening. And Wendy Williams is launching a substance abuse hotline. This is really good news. She announced on her talk show yesterday that her family's Hunter Foundation has partnered with Trust to launch a national 24-hour resource hotline. It's 1-800-5-HUNTER, and it will provide resources to those suffering from drug addiction or substance abuse, their families and loved ones, or the general public to receive education and awareness information. Wendy battled a drug addiction in the past and last year. In the past, she battled a drug addiction, and then last year she launched the Be Here national campaign designed to combat drug addiction and substance abuse in communities. That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here, this kind of is more of a producer pork chop thing, even though I got a couple of dogs named Benny and Patty, but I want to know what one sentence you would communicate to your pet. Yeah, I know Alex is like, what the heck is this about? We'll explain next here on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex show. What was that? Oh, okay. Just want to make sure. You did what? You ate an entire block of cheese. I'm impressed. What would you, yes you, you dog owner, you cat owner, you...
Hamster owner, reptile.
You know what? Thank you. I didn't mean to exclude people there. I feel really
frogs.
Bad now.
Maybe they have a fish.
Whatever it might be. Frogs, though? Okay. What's the one sentence or the one thing you try to communicate or say with your pet if possible? I mean, Alex... Have you ever thought about like how cool it would be to talk to pets, kind of like Dr. Doolittle does?
Like Eliza Thornberry, yes.
Who?
Eliza Thornberry. Yeah, that's what? Donnie. Eliza Thornberry was the main character on the show The Wild Thornberries on Nickelodeon in the 90s. She could communicate with animals. It was her special talent.
Wait, is this why you brought this question up?
No, I just thought it was interesting. It was trending on Twitter. People were saying if they had the ability to communicate with their pets and they only had one sentence they could say, what would it be? 833-JOE-ALEX. Call 833-JOE-ALEX.
I know mine.
What, pork chop?
And
what
which
would you
pet?
Say?
You have to tell us which pet.
This is Chloe.
Which
and
is?
The dog. And Joe, his dogs, I'm very impressed, by the way, because his dogs can ring a bell when they have to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish Chloe does not let me know when she has to go to the bathroom. So I'm constantly bringing her outside just in case she has to pee. I wish she could just say, Daddy, I have to pee.
Wait, so is this what,
no, what
you
would
want
you would
them
say to them?
To understand.
Oh. Well, yeah, I would say to them, let me know when you have to pee. I don't know. Sorry.
That's it? That is literally the most disappointing, lame thing.
I would, I'm taking this as, yeah, I think pork chops is lame.
833-JOE-ALEX. All right, Liv, if it's so lame, what would you say?
Well, this would be to my boyfriend's dog because I just love him more than life itself. And so I would tell his dog that I love you more than anything, and I would jump in front of a car for you.
Why are you getting emotional?
Literally, I love that dog more than life
I
itself.
Thought you were going to say to the dog, like, hey, I'm sorry I keep on telling Jewel Daddy that it's your farts when really they're mine. I would explain to my dog, like, look, I know you love me and you show affection by licking things, but don't come up and try to lick me when I get out of the shower.
Ew.
That's just weird.
That's disgusting.
Well, it is. And that's why I would pull aside Benny and I'd be like, look, quit trying to sniff my booty.
See, here's the thing is that with Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend's dog, who I love is like my own dog, he will let you know if he has to go to the bathroom in a non-annoying way. One look and you know that he has to go to the bathroom. He never has any accidents inside. And he never licks Jewel Daddy when he's getting out of the shower or anything like that. Like, he's just, so what I'm realizing is that you guys would say that because your dogs are not well behaved.
Ooh.
But hey, Jewel Daddy, dog is so well behaved.
Jewel Daddy has literally the most perfect dog in the world. That the only thing I would need to convey is that I love him more than
hold
life.
Hold on. Yours is lame because my dog, I don't have to.
Yeah, no I love yous. No tell me when you have to go to the bathroom. This has to be different.
833 Joe Alex.
When I tell my dog I love her, she knows.
Well, I tell that, like, I tell his dog too, but I just.
That's why yours is lame.
I worry so much that, like, he just doesn't even know how much I love him.
Well, you need to convey it better.
Shut up.
Oh, damn.
Wow, it's funny how Liv can get so emotional about certain things. I mean, for example, this is a recording of my dog, Benny. I have the audio right here. And I wish I could also understand what he's saying. Tell me if you guys can make out what he's doing here.
You cannot keep interrupting. No. I'm having,
like, he's singing to us.
No way.
Yeah.
I feel like...
And that's Lindsay?
Dog.
After hearing this, the one sentence I convey to my dog is I'm gonna freaking strangle you.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up in two songs on the Joe and Alex Show, we're gonna do your dummy of the day, so don't go anywhere. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, all you got to do is to search for the station, so search for Radio Now, and give that a like, and you will be able to see what's going on with us. And always make sure you click on our stories on Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, because you never know what's going to happen unless you go there. Time for your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right. Here we go. And I know this would never happen to anybody that we know, but it did happen over the weekend. A flight from Saudi Arabia to Malaysia had to turn around and return to the gate. Because, fill in the blank, Alex, why did they have to turn around? What happened?
They forgot something?
Actually, yes. Let's narrow it down even more. What was forgotten?
Baby.
Did you see the story?
No, I'm guessing.
No, legit. Somebody forgot their baby.
Where did they leave it?
In the terminal, like in the seat area.
Dude.
Yeah, this is insane. It happened in this flight, like I said. They had to turn around, and the woman boarded the plane but forgot her newborn baby in the terminal at the airport. Somehow, they say she got distracted and didn't realize it until they had already left the gate. Hold on.
That is a long freaking time.
I can understand you sit there, exactly. You board the plane. Somehow, you forgot the baby, but you're sitting there, buckled in. Okay, I'm all good. Wait, am I missing anything?
Yeah, that's shocking.
Baby, like, how do you forget your baby? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so luckily they turned around because usually when planes depart, they start taxiing to the runway. They're not coming back, but they ended up coming back for the baby.
Have you ever drank at an airport bar? They heavily overserve you.
Do they? I feel like they underserve me. I feel like I've never gotten my money's worth.
Oh, really? I feel like they really overserve me. So I can kind of get how this happened.
Are you saying
you think they were drunk?
Well, they might have had like one or two, but at an airport.
I always get oysters when I'm at an airport.
That is
oh my
very
God,
disgusting.
That's, I would never get oysters at an airport.
Why?
Oysters.
If it's that's a real seafood so place, gross. If you're like at LaGuardia or something, what's the problem?
Because I don't want to become LaFardia and start, you know, pooping
ew.
Everywhere if I have like a reaction
yeah,
to
that
it.
Oh my God.
That's disgusting.
That's not disgusting. You go to the real places, and if you're in a coastal city or like LAX, like the places there that have oysters are going to be good.
Ew. Okay. I can't eat oysters in an airport. Airports gross me out.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
There's
Liv.
So many germs. Ugh.
Yeah, have fun with your oysters. There's actually audio, which I don't think we'd understand because it's in Arabic, but it's like them talking to ground control, and they're like, are you serious? I guess like trans, like, yes, we forgot the baby. We have to turn around. So they gave permission to come back, and they did that. There was a slight delay. They got back on the plane with the baby, and I guess everything's okay. Looks like the mom's not going to get charged with anything, but still, leaving your baby at the airport, like when you're on the airplane, I would say that makes you a dummy. That's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
Well, well, well. If you're just tuning into the Joe and Alex show right now,
we have solved a mystery.
Okay. First of all, calm down. We didn't do anything, and
yes.
No, we're not. See, I don't even know why we're playing this, because this is not an unsolved mystery. This is a Alex Porkchop live conspiring against me to make me look stupid plot, which is finally wrapping up right now. The mugger, the alleged mugger, is in studio. If you don't know what happened about a month ago, I said to people, I was like, hey guys, have you seen my coffee mug that I got everybody at Christmas? My had my like my name on it and stuff, and everybody's like, no, Joe, I think you must have misplaced it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, maybe, but I'm like, no, because I put it in the same spot behind where I sit every day, and then I leave. That's my routine. I know I did what I did. I didn't take it home. I didn't leave it in the bathroom or something, and everybody acted like I was crazy and just blew me off. Then this account gets created on Instagram, which I think is still there. It's the_mugger.
No. What is the at?
It's the_mugger.
Oh, that's what it is.
Wow. Okay. And you are the mugger that has been taunting me on Instagram with my mug in some very sickening positions and situations.
Guilty as charged.
I am so confused. Okay, so your name is actually...
Nicole.
Nicole. And so, Nicole, you somehow ended up in our studio when we were not here, which I still don't understand, which we're going to find out. Took the mug, started this Instagram account, which is hilarious. Like, pictures of the mug, like, with someone with gloves on.
Oh, there it is. It's here. I didn't realize.
Pretending to break it. Yeah, now it's mysteriously back, mm-hmm. Joe.
Oh,
pretending
it's
to break it. A little knife with the mug. I mean, there was one where you filled it up on Taco Tuesday or something, right?
Oh,
with,
she
like,
put salsa,
salsa
on it.
Chips and salsa.
In my mug. How sick are you?
And Alex, to go along with what you were saying, what I want to know is, because we have pretty tight security here. We have a security door at the front.
Doesn't
and
sound
then
like
we
it.
Have another security door to get into the actual like studio area. So
how did you
I
do
want
it?
To know, like obviously how you did it, but how did you get past the security?
Well, it's Miss Barb, but I mean, God love her.
So I came to pick up tickets.
Oh.
And Elliot had showed me the studio.
Okay. Elliot works for our radio station.
Now, he has nothing to do with this either.
Okay.
So you he legit, had, oh my gosh.
Swindled just, and swooned.
Yeah, I just saw it and I was like, the opportunity's there. And it kind of went a little further than I expected it to.
So wait, so Elliot doesn't know that you took the mug.
This is genuinely the funniest thing. You have to see the Instagram to understand
it's
how
funny.
Insane this is.
This is funny to you?
Yes. Because
it's
Joe's
been freaking
out. It's
funny that somebody broke in through our building security, came into our multi-million dollar studio, took my $6 mug with my name on it.
Can I just say something really quick? So,
no.
Again, this is a behind the scenes. Literally 2 minutes ago, Joe just told Porkchop that everything he did was dramatic. And now Joe is being the most dramatic
human being
in the world. Broke in. She didn't break in.
Well,
so Elliot showed her the studio when she came to pick up tickets.
You know what's going
to
be fun
from
now on, guys?
In.
Since you're all involved in this bit and I know you're lying to me.
Oh, I swear to God. I literally had no idea who she was.
Right.
I don't know her.
833 Joe Alex. Who thinks they're lying to me and they're terrible liars and they're all in on this stupid
you
bit.
You are ridiculous.
Because here's the thing. No. I'm not being ridiculous. Next time somebody comes in studio, because I've been known to give people like, hey, like you want to see a tour of the studio? I'm letting them come in. I'm like, hey, you know what'd be funny? Take Alex's laptop.
Yeah, don't.
That'll be it. Take your laptop.
A
That's
mug
what we'll
is
do.
Different. It's so
is
minor.
It? Is it?
So someone
yes.
needs to be reprimanded here. Is it going to be Elliot? Or maybe listeners aren't allowed in anymore. Or maybe, what's your name, Nicole?
Yeah.
Maybe we need to call the cops on Nicole right now.
No.
No. You can call, my uncle's a sergeant.
Oh.
And, you know, I actually had an idea at one point that I was going to ask if he could bring me in cuffs.
That would have been pretty funny.
Dude, yeah, your mind.
I can be creative, and that's nothing to be ashamed of, right?
No.
So, you and Alex would be best friends.
I know. You honestly should work in radio because all of this is just genius. But, like, you brought in two for us, which Joe says he won't eat.
I
but
will
you brought
not
in
eat that.
Some amazing-looking baked goods,
I'll
and it
them.
Says that they are from Patta Cakes and Cookies 2 Bakery.
Yep, that's my mother-in-law's bakery.
So if people go there, they're supporting a criminal. So. Or at least somebody that's related to a criminal.
I brought it back, though, didn't I?
Yeah.
In one piece.
You're going to eat that, dude. What is she like in it?
Dude, I had some. They are amazing. Amazing.
It's like St. Patrick's Day cookie.
Wow, this is going to be sad when you guys die and I have to get the whole show replaced. More work for me.
Honestly, this was a whole plan to kill Alex and Porkchop so it can just be me and you, Joe.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
You have to try these. I know you're on Joe's journey, but they're so good. Just one.
I'm
it's
not
so
worried
good.
About my diet.
Listen, I trust her. I think what she did was funny. It's genius. She's like 10 steps ahead of everybody else. Everyone needs to not be sleeping on Nicole because she is smarter than everybody else out here.
You know it'd be baller, Nicole? What's if that? You just...
If you finish chewing
mug.
Your food before you talk, God,
Sorry.
I'm about to throw up.
Ugh. If you just took the mug and smashed it on the ground.
But then she'd be breaking somebody's property, and then that would be bad.
Yeah. I think that'd
now,
be funny.
Now, obviously, it's probably because you think I'm the most important person on the Joe and Alex show and, like, this overall the best person on radio now, but why did you take my mug?
Well, Liv's mug was here, too, but I chose not to take hers because it was on the other side of where I was standing.
Would have been obvious.
And, yeah, yours was right behind me, and I was just like, oops, swipe that.
What'd you do? What did you do? Keister this? How did you get it out of here?
No, I put it underneath my jacket.
Oh.
Is there anything else you took from our station that we need to know about?
No, I would have posted it with the other post.
So freaking hilarious. The _ mugger on Instagram, because you have to see how hilarious she like posed these photos with the mug she took of Joe's.
Okay.
I think it's great. I think round of applause for Nicole. She's on another level, man.
Don't look at me like you expect me to clap.
Please, for the love of God, tell Joe that we've never met you and we don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the only person that I've met that works here is Elliot.
Yeah, we swear, we had no idea what was going
on. Well, Elliot's on my spit list right now. when I
Even
see Elliot...
He had no idea that I took it.
Oh, he's going to know you took it when we have a talk with him.
Well, I think this has been fun, and so does Joe. He'll admit it. This has been fun that you've done this, I think. MVP. Joe, just tell her. It
He'll
was
get
fun.
Over it. At least I brought your mug back in one piece. It was never drank from. It was never harmed.
You put it in a dog cage. You put a needle to it. I don't know if
I
you
did.
Do you do drugs? I don't know if you're a druggie.
So I work at a hospital.
Oh, sure you do. That's what I would say if I was high on drugs.
I work night shift, and I work every weekend because I'm in school during the week. I'm in nursing school.
You're probably like a hobo pooping in it too, aren't you?
I mean,
a little poop mug.
I'm... thought about putting lemonade in it and saying it was pee.
Oh my God.
I'd be happy I didn't do that. And I sat there and I thought, well, you know, being who I am, pee should not look like lemonade.
Please work for a morning show. Please. Like, if we needed another producer, we would have hired you.
Well,
but you got to find one.
There's several morning shows in our market that need more entertainment on their shows. So.
No, we don't want you to compete against us because you're too brilliant. But you do need...
I want to work with you guys.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. We just freaking hired Liv and Porkchop. Now we're full. But like when we were just hiring a producer six months ago.
I can think of at least one or two people that I could take off the show right now. So we'll be good with that.